The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Great show opener. It's a great opener for a set too. It's a chance for the band to ensure that all the instruments are sort of performing correctly in a way, and all the levels are great. And that's the Lemon Squeezin' Daddies, recorded back in June 2004 in the studios at Sharp Studios in Australia. And that is a track called Greasy Gravy. And if you're not quite sure what the Lemon Squeezin' Daddies, where they get their name from, I can't really tell you, I don't suppose. The best thing to do is go on Google and type in Squeeze My Lemon and see what it comes up with. Okay, welcome to the programme, whether you're on Skybird Radio on the States, on FM, on BFBS Radio 2, or as a podcast. Welcome to the show, a mixer again of both new and old. That's newish to me, although the album itself is 4 years old. Here is something that is really, really brand spanking new. It comes from Anthony Gomez. It's his new CD called Music is a Medicine, and this is the first track we featured from it, and this one is called What If.
What if I wasn't me? What if you weren't?
Miles away. That's Anthony Gomez. Music is the Medicine is the album, and that's a track called What If. And the reason I can't turn the sound off, the reason why I sort of didn't come in close towards the end there is I was just reading his biography on his website, and the trouble is that his website's playing music, and the next track I'm going to play comes off the computer. So that's Anthony Gomez off his website. It's actually quite, it's great, I suppose, for the artist, but for somebody like me who uses the internet and when I'm doing the show and also uses the computer to play music as well, it is a problem. I have to close the site down like that. and then bring back to this one now. Okay, the Raven and the Blues, we go to Ben Andrews from the great album Stones in My Passway. This is called Don't Sell It, Don't Give It Away.
All around the morning, by the break of day, all around the morning, listen what I say, was early one morning, baby, by the break of day. Mama, don't you sell it, mama, don't you give it away. Yes, daddy, yes, no, daddy, no. Yes, daddy, yes, she said, no, daddy, no. She said, yes, daddy, yes, no, daddy, no. I got some jelly, sure gonna get some more. No, daddy, no. Yes, daddy, yes. Said no, daddy, no. Said yes, daddy, yes. Said no, daddy, no. Well, I want that jelly. Mama won't let it go. Come on, mama. Won't you listen what I say? It's only one morning, babe, by the break of day. Papa, don't sell it. Mama, don't give it away. Well, yes, daddy, yes. No, daddy, no. Yes, daddy, yes. And no, daddy, no. Say yes, daddy, yes. And no, daddy, no. Well, I want that jelly. Sure gonna get some more.
Lovely. Ben Andrews, taken from the album Stones in My Passway, and that is called Don't Sell It, Don't Give It Away. Next on the show, we go to an album which we first featured when it arrived here in the studios about 3 weeks ago, and at the time I played it, I said how great the album was and we would be coming back to it, and we have, after 3 weeks. Here they are, the band from Australia called Chase the Sun. The album is called Chase the Sun, and this is called Gypsy Woman.
Watched you come, watched you go. gonna buy. You drag him out of his home. If you walk right on by, he's gonna leave you alone. Gypsy woman, don't stop for no one. She'll sit right down in the back of your mind. Gypsy woman, don't stop for no one. She'll sit right down in the back of your mind.
I said when I played You Gotta Go about 3 weeks ago from the album that it was a great, great CD. I'd be coming back to it, and I have. There we go. The band out of Australia, Chase the Sun, and that is a track called Gypsy Woman. And when I was putting the show together and I chose that particular track, it reminded me, I think you'll understand when you hear the next track, it reminded me of one of my favourite artists who's been in the studios here a couple of times over the years, and I've seen him working on quite a few occasions in clubs in London. His name is Kelly Joe Phelps.
Thank you. inside. I'm stealing from the army, shaking bells down at the door. Get my hand in a bucket, world of creosote. Oh, rusty junkyard nails right up through this floor. My heart is turning black inside.
Let me keep my goal to them.
The venue is McCabe's in Santa Monica, California. The artist Kelly Joe Phelps. And that is the album Tap the Red Cane Whirlwind, recorded live in 2004. The album came out a couple of years later. Great, great stuff. Actually, talking about Santa Monica, that's where one of our guests in the next 3 weeks is coming from. That's where I think Doug McLeod normally lives, around Santa Monica area. He'll be our guest towards the end of this month into early April. And before him, we've got Boo Boo Davis out of Mississippi, or Drew, Mississippi, in fact. And he's going to be our guest in about 2 weeks' time or thereabouts. Okay, let's move to Louisiana now. And this is Chainsaw DuPont. The album is called Bourbon Street Breakdown, where he was influenced by the music of Louisiana. This is a track called Last Chance Lounge.
When I walked in the door, I knew it was the only way out. One look around the room, I knew everything this joint was about. I really didn't notice the sign. It said the last chance lounge. When I walked in the door, I knew it was the only way out. Smoking perfume. Barmaid's name was Cassandra, a dancer who sings out of tune. I really never wanted to stay at the last chance line. Last chance line. It's just about the end of the line. Just like the end of time, I really never
name is Chainsaw DuPont, and he brought a trilogy of albums out based on the three musical influences of the blues. One from Mississippi, one from Chicago, and that one now from Louisiana, or, well, New Orleans, really, I suppose. That's called Bourbon Street Breakdown, the album, and that is Last Chance Lounge. When I was putting the show together, I was inspired when I chose that track to choose this next one too. As we go to Mustique from 11 years ago, Mustique Blues Festival 1997, on stage, one of the people really leading the Mustique Blues Festival, her and Basil Charles, who lives on the island, Dana Gillespie, based here in the UK. Here she is with the old standard of St. Louis Blues.
To see that evening sun go down, I hate to see that evening sun go down. Make your smile, baby. If I'm feeling tomorrow, ooh, like I feel today, oh, if I'm feeling tomorrow, yeah, like I feel today. In the sea. Said, come on, Gypsy, now tell me what you see. Oh, I went to the Gypsy, yeah. Hit me my fortune, too. Girls, I'm just wild. You know I'm wild about my jelly roll. You know I'm wild about the thing, yeah. And that gypsy, she done told me. She said, oh honey, honey, don't you wear no black. Okay. Yeah. done to me, yeah. Say, don't you wear no black. You better go to St. Louis. Oh, if you wanna win him back. St. Louis woman with all her diamond rings. She pulls that man around by her apron strings. And if it wasn't for that powder and all that stubbled hair, that man I love, now he won't have gone nowhere, nowhere. I got them St. Louis blues. I'm as blue, oh, I'm as blue as I can be. Oh, darling, oh, that I'm so blue, yeah. He's got a heart. Oh, he's got a heart. But he's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. I'm going back to St. Louis to bring him home with me.
Hundreds, possibly thousands of versions of that, but I think it's rather fine. Dana Gillespie recorded in Mustique 11 years ago, and St. Louis Blues. This is The Raven and the Blues. I'm Dave Raven. 3 months since the stroke. They said it would take 6 months to get everything back to normal. I think I'm pretty happy, I guess, so far. I'd like to thank you for your understanding, I guess, because the voice is different from how it used to be back in November. By quite a way, really. But each month, each week, really, it gets a little bit stronger. The one downside is I just can't guarantee it. Some days I talk quite normally. Other days I'm a burbling idiot. And when I come to do the show, I can never guarantee which way it's going to be. I even goes funny halfway through the show as well, as you may have noticed. Okay, onwards with an album which came out about last year, I think. We've featured a couple of tracks from it so far. Back in the UK now with the Cutler Waterworth Band. Their album is called King Cotton, and this is something called The Hawk.
We'll be right back. to stand still. The hawk's coming round, flying in the air, waiting for the thrill. I'm coming down on you, don't stand still. Shake your tail feathers, baby, keep jumping up and down. I'm hovering quite near you, look at the ground.
Lancashire accent. The Cutler Waterworth Band, and that is Paul Waterworth and Tony Cutler, and a track from their album King Cotton called The Hawk. I've told the story before, but it's really worth telling. He's the same age as my, actually, Paul Waterworth is. When he was 5 years old, back in 1951, he lives in a town called Pendle, which is near Burnley, and it's one of the cotton towns. And while he was sitting on the step watching all the lorries bringing in the cotton from America with words like Alabama and Memphis stamped on the side, he had no concept then of where they were. But in the summer of 1951, when they were opening one of the cotton sacks, they found a broken harmonica inside one of the bales of cotton. And his grandfather then repaired it and gave it to Paul as a present for Christmas. On that strength of that, he hadn't even asked for a harmonica, they just gave him a harmonica. He then started to learn to play and, more importantly, study the music of the blues, hence the Cutler Waterworth Band. And that is the album from a couple of years ago, which is called King Cotton. Right. Here's a new album which came out last year. A guest on the show too, Ian Parker, Where I Belong, out on Roof Records. And this is Waste My Days.
So much talk about the way it was, but life was everything it should be. Endless summers when every day was spent living the lie you call your memories. It's like a man should worship his past. The future is a place to be. And as for the here and now, who's aware of it anyhow? Until the end. Your finest hour has passed, and time becomes a thorn in your side. You act without purpose, like a military man. You weigh your moment with pride. Could it be that there is more to come, that life will afford?
rules. Because in the here and now, you don't have to make the vows that ease you in your heart. Trodden ground is shepherd barren, the pitfalls lay undisguised. Treasure already discovered won't fulfill the longing that there is in your eyes. I don't wanna waste my days fearing every twist of fate. And happiness I just can't recreate.
Stuff. Ian Parker, Where I Belong, the album came out last year on Roof Records, and he was a guest also last year around the same time, and that is Waste My Days. Okay, complete contrast, here's a track we featured first of all a couple of years ago, almost 3 years ago now, off the album Hungry Ghosts with Doug Cox and Sam Hurry. This now is Doug Cox and Sally Albart, the album from a couple of years ago called Slide to Freedom, and this is called Beware of the Man Who Calls You Bro.
With his head held high, he's gotta walk the talk, he's gotta speak his mind. There's one kind of man you think you'd know, but beware of the man who calls you bro. Beware of the man who calls you bro. Beware of the man who calls you bro. He's a snakeskin hipster, he will court your affection. He's a smokescreen master full of lies and deception. On the stage, in his eye, he can shed a tear, as long as it helps him with his career. That's one kind of man you think you'd know, but beware of the man who calls you bro. 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 Thank you. are left with burned out dreams and broken wings. They fan the fire of his wealth and fame. They're swallowed whole by the very same flames. That's one kind of man you think you'd know, but beware of the man who calls you bro. Beware of the man who calls you bro. Beware of the man who calls you bro. Beware of the man. Beware of the man. Beware of the man.
That's Doug Cox on Resophonic guitar, Salil Bhatt on the Satvik Veena, and Vishna Mohan Bhatt on the Mohan Veena. Very strong Indian influence, as you can hear there. From the album from last year, Sly to Freedom on Northern Blues, that's called Beware of the Man That Calls You Bro. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. If you'd like to drop me a line, dave.raven@bfbs.com is the email address. The website, of course, bfbs.com/R&B, links to everybody we've spoken to, and a chance to put your pin on the Frapper map and a whole range of other things too. And, of course, hear the show all over again. Wherever you're listening in the world and however you're listening to the show, hope you've enjoyed the music. As again, as always, it's been a fairly wide range of both electric and acoustic and new and old. Let's close with something from last year too. This is John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, the album In the Palace of the King. This is called Cannonball Shuffle. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.